In Wisconsin, there are currently 517 payday lenders. In North Carolina, there are none. The Quick Cash Company stopped operating in that state because of unfavorable regulation. North Carolina's Commissioner of Banks wanted to know where people were getting cash instead. A survey of former payday customers showed they had turned to family for loans, taken credit card advances, dipped into savings, or taken out overdraft loans. John Keycaver is a research analyst with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He says the North Carolina report shows payday lending is not necessary.
The high costs of payday lending have been known for a long time, but one argument has been this is a needed service that, despite the high fees and the spiraling debt that people get themselves into, it's still a good thing for people. And this report shows that it's really not.
Pushing out payday lenders may pave the way for other options, but some are loosely regulated, if at all. Greg Baer makes this argument. He owns an Appleton franchise called Mr. Money USA.
I would somewhat equate it to sports betting. When states said this, we don't want this, or even the federal government said we don't want this, people went offshore to do it. Now, they did pass laws recently to say that, you know, you can't use credit cards and that kind of thing to do it offshores, but it's still happening.
There are currently three payday lender bills in the Wisconsin legislature. They're designed to limit both loan amounts and finance charges. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.